You're listening to Presence and Purpose, a podcast all about helping you build an authentic online presence and live out your God-given purpose. I believe that the key to standing out in this noisy online business world is by being fully yourself, because God's equipped you through your personality, gifts, life experience, and even your quirks to serve your people. So get ready to hear real stories and lessons learned on all things branding, finding your people, sharing your message, and so much more. So I am super excited to be sharing Anita with you ladies today. Anita is a business coach. She is my business coach, and she is wonderful and amazing. And we're going to be talking about this whole idea that you cannot say the wrong thing to the right people, which is just like, mic drop. That right there is so amazing. So tell us a little bit about you and tell us a fun fact about you that maybe, if we know you already, something that we might not know about you.
Ooh, well. Well, thank you, number one, for having me on and for sharing me. I'm so happy to be shared today. You stumped me. I didn't know you were going to ask me to share something that is a fun fact. Do you know this? I'll ask you this. Maybe you don't know this about me. I don't watch television or Netflix or anything like that. I'm hardly watching the television, but there is one thing that I love to watch. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't.
Oh, good. So it's a fun fact. No, Jeopardy. Oh, I am the biggest Jeopardy geek in the world.
That's hilarious. I love that.
And then I feel really super smart when I answer questions.
Oh, yeah.
Especially before my husband does, because my husband's super smart and I like to beat him.
That's so funny. I can just picture you guys watching it. For ladies that don't know you, tell us a little bit about kind of what you do and
Yeah, so I am a business coach to Christ-centered women entrepreneurs building their businesses online. And so I help women two stages of business. So when I first started out business coaching, I started with women who are launching, so newbies, beginners. And now I help women to launch and scale. So it runs the whole gamut from beginners in business to those who are a little bit more advanced and working on webinar strategies and funnels and things like that. And so I coach from a Christ-centered perspective. And I started out online in 2014 as a life purpose coach, as a Christian coach. And I, you know, was so excited to do the thing. And I tell the story a lot. You've heard it probably a million times, Natalie, that I got my coach certification. And the first thing I did was spend 100 hours, like no joke, 100 hours trying to put together my whole website. And I did it. And it actually looked good. I think you would have been proud of me. I launched it and I was excited and it launched to crickets. And it was at that moment that I realized like, oh, wow, okay, I have the skill set now. I have the ability, but how in the world am I going to market my services online? And so then I realized, okay, I've got to get more training here. And I learned how to market my business online. And God works in wonderful ways. He started bringing me women into my purpose coaching programs who he was calling into online business. Look at that. And so not all of them, but a significant number, I would say the majority of women who came through my programs to kind of uncover what God had on their lives was this call to business. And so I was doing well for myself. And so my purpose coaching clients were like, well, how did you do this? How did you set this up? How did I even find you? You know, you sometimes find somebody online and you're like, how did I even find them? So I started teaching my purpose coaching clients how to build these online businesses. And then in 2016, I transitioned to business coaching full time.
So cool. And I love what you said about like those clients just kind of started coming to you. Cause even I shared this with someone the other day, like even before I decided that I'm going to work with Christian women entrepreneurs, or even when I didn't want to really own that, but like, that's who I work with. That's who I was working with. And then like looking back, I was like, oh, okay. So that's how this works here. Of God being like, here.
Right. Do this. Yeah. He brings you the women that you're meant to serve.
Yeah. Exactly.
Amazing.
Which perfectly ties into what we're talking about today, which, so like this thing that you say about, you know, I'll let you share a little bit about that, but like the fact that we can't say the wrong thing to the right person, like that was just groundbreaking for me. And you have, it's like one of the many Anita quotes that it's that one and the one about when you do what only you can do, God will do what only he can do. And I like, I need to like put those Anita quotes up on my wall because they're amazing.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about that. And actually, I would love to ask you, did you always feel that way? Like when you started your business, is that something that you've always just been really confident in, like, you know what I mean? Like when I show up and when I share, like I can't say the wrong thing to the right person.
Absolutely not. I did not always feel that way. It was awkward at first. I was scared about what I was saying. I was trying to do the right thing. I was, you know, wanting to be perfect. I was nervous. I had imposter syndrome. All of those things. I did not know this truth when I was starting out. And so it was only as I started to really dive in and understand being authentic in business, mm-hmm. and that God really, you know, God's the connector. And so when we show up in all of our authenticity, vulnerability, and we're making real connections, God does the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. So I learned that as a process. I learned it by fumbling through discovery calls.
Yes.
And then the woman saying, yes, I want to work with you. And me reacting like, wait, what? You do?
Yeah.
I just totally blew that. You want to work with me? And yeah, that's where I began to realize, wow, you really can't say the wrong thing to the right person.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so freeing to realize that, because we, you know, we want to be so polished. We want to be perfect. We want to be able to say the right things. And the truth is, you know, a lot of the times we're going to say the right things, and a lot of the times we're going to mess up. Mm-hmm. And so it gives us freedom to just be ourselves and to not take ourselves too seriously and to allow the Lord to work through us, foibles and all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, for me, like when you're like fumbling through these discovery calls, like I totally felt like that. Like the first few clients that I worked with, I was like, wait, what? Like you want to me? Like, yeah. And even, you know, recently I know I already shared this with you and like our little Blessed in Business alumni group, but I even had like a recent call, which totally threw me off guard, where I got like, I just felt like at a loss for words and I was kind of like fumbling and I was like, wait, no, like I don't do this anymore. But I did just like, you know, because I had already heard you say it a billion times, this whole idea, I was able to just like let go of the outcome and be like, mm-hmm. you know what, like if she's my person, which I feel like she is, then I trust that like, you know, we'll be able to work together and stuff. And it was just having that confidence, but I definitely did not have that in the beginning. And like I hadn't heard anyone say it in that way before you. And now it's just a quotable that I can pull out of my pocket. Was there any like moments that you feel like when you look back were like helped you really, like really grounded that idea for you? Or was it just kind of as a whole, like?
It was as a whole. There feeling... wasn't like one really bad one.
Yeah.
But it was as a whole working through the process and getting accustomed to and comfortable with calls. And yeah, working through that whole process, I began to realize, okay, well, there are clients out there that are meant to work with me. And this is, you know, when we approach our businesses in partnership with God, then, you know, it's really hard to mess up what God intends for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to mess up what God intends for us. Honestly, I feel like the only way we can mess it up is by not moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So if God's intending good things for us, he's going to partner us with the right people, the women that we're meant to serve. You know, we think a lot about, or I hear a lot about, oh, the market's saturated. And a lot of women have this idea, oh, there's so many women who are doing this. Who am I to come in and start focusing on this particular on this particular niche, or who might I show up in this industry when there are so many people who are already in it. But the truth is, you know, God gives us very unique voices and unique stories. And so I always say that there's no such thing as competition, and the market is never saturated because nobody is you. Mm-hmm. And when you show up as yourself with your message and you own your story, you're going to be able to speak to people that no one else can speak to. Mm-hmm. And the women or the men, if you serve men, the people that you're meant to serve, they're just going to like zero in on your voice because you're the one. You're the one that God has appointed to speak whatever it is that you're speaking straight to their hearts. And so everybody has an audience. Everybody has a tribe. It's all unique. And we don't have to worry about competition.
Amen. Yeah. And like, I can just think back to like being new, and it's like, people say that, but it doesn't really, until it really sinks in, it's like, okay, like, yeah, but I don't know, there's not like anything really special about me. And I spent so long personally in that space of like, okay, I have a story, I have a message, I say it differently. But it took a while to really like sink in and own that. And, you know, yeah. I know you kind of had your own journey with that too. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those cliche things that it's like, okay, yeah, it's cliche. People say it all the time, but it's true.
Like, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting. And I saw this in my own journey, and I've seen it in the journeys of the women that I work with. It's almost like, you won't even begin to attract your tribe until you start being real.
Mm-hmm. And just like relax. Yeah.
When you relax and you just own it, uh-huh. Like women can do all the right things, you know, say the right things. It's so interesting because energy is so much a part of, you know, how we engage with people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it sounds kind of woo-woo to talk about energy. But it's not. It's really not, because our words carry weight and energy. The way that we show up carries an energy. You know how sometimes, I'm sure you can think about watching someone and kind of being able to read nervous energy, or being able to read, oh, she's desperate for clients, or being able to, you know what I mean? You can,
yeah.
You can read energy. And so we won't show up with the right energy until we are totally comfortable owning who we are and owning our authentic voice and talking about the things that we can't stand and the things that we love and showing our personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I've had like that last thing that you said about, you know, showing our personalities and talking about what we love. Like, I feel like I have, that comes up in conversation a lot with women that I talk to, as far mm-hmm. as like, so do you think I should share this? Like, I don't know, I did this the other day and I was going to share it. Like, should I do that? Like, is it, but just those little things, like it might not be relevant to what you do in business, but it helps people get to know you. And it's those little connection pieces, like the subtle things that you won't even put out there. Like, I know in my own Facebook group, I don't homeschool Ella right now, my daughter, but I would love to someday. And it's amazing how there's so many ladies in there who are homeschool families. They value natural holistic health like I do. Like, there's little mm-hmm. things that people just kind of pick up on, even if you don't put it out there and say, this is a group for this and this and this, and like these specific requirements. People just kind of, they pick up the vibe and they, they follow. Yeah,
exactly. I love what you said about, you know, just giving glimpses into your life and into things that you do that might have nothing to do with your business. Because as humans, we're naturally curious about people and we want to mm-hmm. know about people. And so, you know, there's this way of showing up in your business where you're like always trying to be the expert or the professional. You're always, you know, putting on the pretty front. And the truth is, people want to see the back end. They want to hear the back end. That doesn't sound, your back end. People want to see your back end. People don't want to see your back end, but they want to see. They want to see what's happening in the background. They want to get the inside scoop. They want to know you as a person. And really, there's the shift that's going on right now in society in general, which is really pertinent to online business. People are shifting from doing business with like corporate entities mm-hmm. to wanting to do business with people.
Yeah.
And so that's why I love, you know, talking about branding, Natalie, I love branding yourself.
Yeah.
Because people are looking for a face and human connection. And so don't be, you know, the Rainbow LLC or, you know, have a businessy name, you know, show up as you. And that's what people are looking for. They're looking for authentic connection these days.
Yeah. And we're at the advantage of, you know, like looking at solo entrepreneurs, like you're already a normal person. You're not this big entity trying to be a normal person. Like we have mm-hmm. the advantage, but then we want to like hide behind our business and like, you know, for the sake of professionalism. Mm-hmm. But that's what makes it hard to just like show up and share is when you're trying to be so guarded and segmented and professional. And then you're like, but what do I talk about? Like, I feel like a robot talking about like, what do I say? It's like, what do you want to say? Like, what are you excited about? Or what did you do today? Or, you know, just like share like as a person.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause that's yeah. what, I don't know. I mean, like I'm on this like crazy houseplant kick right now. Like I'm sure other people that, you know, are in my circle of houseplants. Like it's just little things that, yeah, that's what makes connecting easy with people yeah. is just the little small talk. It's like you don't launch into big, heavy conversations or whatever when you're just getting to know people. And it's this right. continual process of connecting with the people that are already in your audience and then bringing in new people and getting to know those people and helping them get comfortable and trust you and learn about you and stuff.
Yeah, so that reminds me of a pet peeve that I have. This bothers me. So I'm always super, super bothered when I see women who are obviously solopreneurs writing copy that says, we do this for you, and we do that, and we do this. And you go to their website, it's all about this we. And I'm always like, okay, you and who? It's just you. You don't have to say we. It's not going to give you more credibility. People can see right through it.
Yes, I'm so with you. And it's like, is it like you and your split personality? Like, is it like, who are we talking about here? Yeah, I'm so with you. And like, I've heard people make the argument of like, well, I'm doing business with God. Like it's, and I was like, wait, what? And then I've also heard people make the argument of like, you know, maybe they outsource some things and they have a VA for some stuff, but it's like, you know, people are working with you, like, you know, as a designer, or as a coach or whatever. It's like, if the majority of your business, if you have a big team and you have maybe multiple coaches, like I can see then where it makes sense. But yeah, I'm yeah. so with you.
Yeah.
I don't understand. It totally is a credibility building thing though. Like it feels, it's again, it's trying to distance yourself and be like, this is the business.
Mm-hmm.
But people want to connect with you. And so right. they don't want to feel like they're reading a third person biography about this professional person. They want to hear, hey, this is who I am. And this is why I do what I do. And, you know, like they want to feel like they're connecting as they're reading your About Me page or whatever, not like this corporate, I don't know.
Right. Exactly. They don't want to read a corporate spiel. And it's just like not where you're at. So it's all about mm-hmm. like, it's honesty and authenticity.
Yeah.
And we, you know, in the world, there's that phrase, fake it until you make it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of women feel like they have to act as if they're in a certain place in their business in order to bring on clients. And so there's almost a level of dishonesty mm-hmm. that happens when women feel like they ought to be, you know, way down the road in order to bring on clients. And so I've seen this happen where women talk about, like, they just say things to make it sound like they're way further along than they are. And I, you know, secular coaches will say, you know, you need to be the expert. I'll say you need to show up as an expert, right? Definitely. I say that. I know you always had, I'm laughing because I know we've had conversations about, you know, expert, the word expert and showing up as the expert.
Yeah.
we don't want to, as believers, we don't want to project that we've accomplished things that we haven't accomplished yet. And so we don't want to pretend like that we're further along than we are, and we don't have to pretend. And that is why I love the beta.
Mm-hmm.
Because the beta program, for those of you who are listening who might not understand what I'm talking about yet, I teach my clients to launch beta offers, which are like kind of like testing offers. If you're brand new and you have zero testimonials, you've not done this before, you could honestly say, hey, I've not done this before. There's no shame in that. And people will say, oh, okay. And you pitch your program from this truthful, honest place. Your program, your package, your service of saying, hey, this is my skill set. I've not done this before. So I'm offering the service at a discounted price so that I can get feedback, hone my skills, and you get it at a discount. I mean, it's such a beautiful way to launch programs and packages. And it really removes any sort of fear around not being perfect or pretending like you've done it before, because you're being absolutely authentic and you're in this journey together with those who raise their hands to journey with you through your first round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about like taking the pressure off, and like it takes the pressure off to act like, I know what I'm doing. I have done this before. It's like, I've never done this before. I'm not claiming to have done this before.
Yeah.
Even thinking about like the way that we show up and how we're talking, it's like not worrying about like, I know what I'm talking about and I have all the answers. Cause mm-hmm. I know you're on the same page. It's like, I'm not claiming to have all the answers, but I am good at listening and I'm here to help. And I do know a lot about this subject. But yeah, it's not trying to act like you are this, how should I say this? Like not putting yourself up on this pedestal. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've talked about like the expert conversation. I feel like that's, mm-hmm. I've said this before maybe, because I definitely like, there's definitely experts that I've seen in the interwebs of like experts who put themselves up on a pedestal, and I don't feel like I connect with them because it's just like, I have all the answers and I'm not a real human.
Yeah.
Versus like you, like are a perfect example of that, where it's like you have your expertise and when you show up, like it's powerful and you know what you're talking about, but you're also real and you show like the behind the scenes stuff of like, you know, you just show the behinds and
backsides and behinds.
Yes, that's what we're talking about today. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. You show behind the scenes and you show that you're real and you talk about like the real mm-hmm. feelings of insecurity and stuff, like exactly what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, and they come up at every single level. I don't even care how successful you are. There's always a sense of fear when you're moving into the next level. There's always a sense of, can I really do it? Like you never get over those things as you progress. Like every time you're stepping into new territory, those same feelings come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure you haven't heard it yet because I know you've got your event going on this week, but the episode that just went live this morning, I actually shared about how, you know, they say like new level, new devil, that, mm-hmm. that whole thing of starting this podcast, like, oh my gosh, it's like, what am I doing? It's got to be perfect. Like, it's like all these like feelings that came up when I was new to business. And now that I feel like that's under my belt and I'm like, I've got this, I've got branding, like I know what I'm doing. But then starting the podcast, it's like, oh no, like
right. Yeah.
I'm back yeah. at the spot. And so I shared about that because it's like, it really is like, it never goes away and it comes up again. And I think that there's so much power too in just like calling it out and being like, yes. This is a new thing. Like it's, you know, I feel like maybe I'm fumbling for words sometime or whatever, but like, I know that like each episode that I record or each step that I take, like it's going to feel a little bit more comfortable. And like, that's all that's what it's all about, no matter what the new thing is that you're starting.
Right. Exactly. So to be totally honest and vulnerable right now, we're going through this whole immersion week, this Accelerate into Abundance week, and this is leading up to the Blessed in Business enrollment. And I've never done a whole week of teaching and training. And I had a beautiful webinar that worked beautifully, that I could continue to scale. And yet I was feeling called in this different direction. I had no idea, like, is this thing going to work? Will people sign up? Why am I doing something different? And I often will advise people not to switch something up if it's working. And yet I heard like the Lord nudging me in this direction to do this whole week long immersion experience. And it was frightening because I had those thoughts. I was like, well, what if it doesn't work? Oh, well, it doesn't work then, right? But I had to do it. And it was almost a little crazy, almost a little crazy to not continue to do what was working really well. You know, you hear the phrase a lot, don't fix what's not broken. And so it wasn't broken, my previous sales model for Blessed and in Business, but I really felt the Lord pushing me into this other thing, and I had to be brave and I had to do it. And now that we're midweek, I'm like, "Ooh, it's working. It's so good." We were at capacity today on that live call, which I never expected would be at capacity. And so then I felt bad, like, are more women trying to get on and now they can't? But really cool. It's working. And so when we, you know, God will sometimes tell us to do something that doesn't make sense and didn't make sense for me. But then he blesses it. He blesses our obedience.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how I felt doing this podcast when I was, you know, second guessing as I'm staring at this microphone and I'm like, why am I doing this? Why do I feel like I, you know, like all the questions, why do I think I have something to say? Well, because I do. And, but also because I felt God nudging me and it like, it wouldn't go away. And I got like mildly obsessed with podcasts and I couldn't wait to start. Like I knew that God was telling me to do it. And I know that's something that you've been emphasizing in your workshops so far this week is about like the God strategy is so much better than the expert strategy.
Yeah.
Like perfect example of you changing up your webinar, which was working great. Like that webinar worked for me. Like, but this immersion event is like, God is totally in it. Like I caught the replay for the first call and then I was able to join in live today, but God's totally in it. And like, that's so cool to like follow where he's leading. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Doing business with
God. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so awesome. And there's no better way to do business. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
To be led by him and to take those steps in faith and to execute on the things that he's calling us to execute on. It's super exciting.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. So speaking of Blessed in Business, how about we talk about that? So you've got Blessed in Business that is launching. So the day that this is airing, the program will be launching. So
Monday.
Yes. So yeah. I'm super excited. So this is, for those of you listening, this is the program that I was in last year, and it was totally transformative for my business because I had already worked with a business coach before. I had been in a group program and then I had done like one-to-one coaching, but it didn't have the faith component. And so I knew I took a pause from looking for a coach and I was like, the next time I work with a coach, it's going to be a Christian coach. And then, you know, I was in your group and I think I just started paying a little bit more attention. It just fell into place so perfectly. And it was like, I can't even say how much of a blessing like you and your program has been for my business, because like, yes, the business side of it was really powerful, but like combining like the Christ-centered business is like the game changer. Like that's why it was so powerful. And I know that you have such an anointing with what you're doing and it's so cool. Like it's such a blessing to be able to work with you and, you know, have this community of ladies. So I will let you share about it. Yeah. Sure.
You know, that just blesses me tremendously. And I'm an easy crier. So you know that, Natalie, your audience might not. And I usually feel the tears coming up because it just blesses my heart to hear that from you and to know that, yeah, powerful stuff in terms of business, being able to bring on clients, to be able to bring in cash is incredible. But what's more important is doing it in a way that honors God and growing spiritually and allowing him to do the inner work that needs to happen in order to move forward. And so that's what Blessed and in Business is all about. When I wanted to learn how to do this, I could not find a Christian mentor. And I the Lord led me to a mentor because that was who was available. And I'm not, you know, I'll be honest, it was an incredible program, but the coach that I worked with was so steeped into New Age, law of attraction and all of that, that my mind got a little wonky. And the Lord really said to me, be the mentor that you didn't have, be the mentor that you didn't have. And so to be able to combine like solid business strategy and tactics with the Lord and scripture and from a biblical basis is such a blessing. It is so powerful. And women grow spiritually in ways that are unexpected. And of course, when we're growing spiritually, it leads to all sorts of amazing results in our businesses financially and then like outside of our businesses. So yeah, that's what the program is about. We follow a very simple framework to get our first paying clients. I always like to say that business doesn't have to be hard. Is it challenging to show up? Of course it's challenging. You know, do you have to push through fear? Of course. We talk about emotions management and how to manage that so that it doesn't have to be as stressful or as hard, and you don't have to be focusing on a gazillion things. So yeah, that's what that program is all about. Just working together in community with other believers, which the sisterhood is so powerful, right?
Yes.
And then the coaching with the sisterhood and having the support and then working on the same things at the same time leading up to a launch is just a beautiful way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm blessed. Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, like having someone like hold your hand like through that process is huge. And like you said, the sisterhood, I mean, like our little alumni group, like I love all of you guys. And like, so for the ladies listening, like we were able to actually like meet in person in Chicago over the summer. And like, oh, like it was just like the best thing ever.
Yes, it was. My heart was so full after that weekend. It was just like, whoa, that was amazing.
It was like a dreamy weekend. It was amazing.
It really was.
Yeah. So, and so this is a 3-month program. You said it's 14 weeks now, right?
Okay. Yeah. So basically 3 months in terms of like the content, but because we have that 2-week orientation, I'm not counting that towards the full 3 months. I'm like, I think we need to kind of take that back. So yes. It is 14 weeks now, but it goes by super quick.
It does.
And to think about focusing on your business for 3 months, let's just say 3 months, 3 months and 2 weeks, but focusing on your business for 3 months and doing and taking the steps that you need to take. And 3 months is not a long time when you think about it, but it's the perfect container to actually get traction in your business. And so we do it systematically, and it is just a blast as well as a blessing.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And you have an affiliate link, which is really exciting.
I do.
Yes. And this is the first time we're doing an affiliate program. And so you can add I know you're going to add a bonus to anyone who decides to move forward.
Yes. Yes. So
double blessing, a double portion blessing.
Yes. Such a double portion blessing. Yeah. And I told you, I mean, when you said that you were going to do the affiliate program, I was like, awesome. Cause I'm already like acting as an affiliate for you. So I'll share a little bit about that. So if any of you listening are kind of curious about this, I have a bonus personally. So because I am blessed to be an affiliate for Anita, I am doing a bonus where if you join through my affiliate link, you will get a bonus hour-long one-to-one brand strategy session with me. So this is actually, you know, she has the different modules in Blessed in Business, and one of them is about building your brand. I know it's kind of early on in the program. I don't remember which, module 3 or 4 or something like that. So it's just like the perfect complement to having the curriculum that is amazing that Anita has already provided, and then also having my bonus support so that when you get to that point in the curriculum that we can hop on a call together and really dive even deeper into that. You know, this is additional to the group coaching calls, but sometimes it's not sometimes, it's always powerful to have just one person listening to you and have that one-to-one conversation. So, and these are conversations that I love to have. Like, I love to hash out strategy, brand strategy with ladies. And so I'm super excited to be offering that because I love to have those conversations anyways.
Yes. And it's going to bring the work that we do in the module even deeper because there's this level of expertise that you will add to it in terms of branding and not just in terms of visual, like obviously visual, because you're going to take it to a whole new level than what the module will provide in terms of like the visual aspects of the brand, because you really do need, I recommend like after we go through the branding, module, women have an understanding of what their brand is and all of that, their what type of feelings they want their brand to elicit, what they stand for, and we do all of that. And then the next step is for them to really take it to someone who is skilled enough to bring that vision to life. And so to get your insight and your input on that and to bring them even deeper into their branding is such an incredible bonus.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I also love that, like, I mean, I am such a fan of Lesson in Business now. And so like to be able to stay connected in some way with the ladies who are like joining on, you know, because eventually they will also be the babes, the babe alumni. and we just have such a great, you know, little community in our alumni group. And I'm excited to, you know, over time add to that and stuff because... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you've got me as like a number one fan for life. So
I love that. That's so sweet. Oh my goodness. This is called like being abundantly blessed. Like when you as a coach or a service provider, whatever it is you're doing, when you have a fan for life, that means everything. Yes. And you're a friend for life, Natalie.
This is
a friend and a sister in the Lord. It's so good. Godly relationships and partnerships are so incredible, and they last for eternity. So, mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Imagine, like, it's great. It's too good.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you for doing this and jumping on my podcast. It's always such a blessing to talk to you. But I was super excited to have you on here and. You always like bring wisdom with whatever you're talking about. So I am honored that you are here today. And this conversation was beautiful. It's kind of one of those things where I love to just see where the conversation takes us. So.
Yes. Well, I'm honored that you had me on your podcast. And just grateful for this space. Mm-hmm. And I love connecting with you and am so, can I say this? I'm so incredibly proud of you. And I'm looking forward to just seeing you continue to build your business and continue to step into all of the things that God is calling you to, including seeing the growth of this podcast, because it's going to be amazing.
Yes, thank you. That makes me want to cry. All right, ladies, if you enjoyed that and you would like to connect more with Anita, you can join her in her Facebook group called Kingdom Calling. I will put that link in the show notes for you all. And if you would like to learn more about her program, which is launching, called Blessed in Business, and you would like to take advantage of my special offer where you would get the bonus one-to-one brand strategy session with me, that link is also in the show notes for you to check out.